Islamic Panginoon. As I said, our text, our message for today is very literally. In Greek, those very words is Amen, Amen. It means of a truth. It shows firmness. This is the truth. It shows assurance. Verily, verily. We saw last week in our message who are those people that opposes the Lord, opposes Christ. Remember last week contra Christus. They are people who malign the Lord by accusing Him of breaking the law. And they accuse Him of blasphemy because He called God His Father, making Himself equal with God. These accusers of the Lord are saying Jesus, a mere man, is claiming to be God. In all of these accusations, Jesus answered them straightforwardly. Diretsa silang sinagot ng Panginoon, at ito yung ating binasa sa text na ating pong binasa, pakikita po natin. Three times that the Lord used this somehow of praise. So, Amen, Amen. Verily, verily. Three times He used it. He used it in verse 19, in the first verse that we read. Verily, verily, I say unto you. And then in verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you. And then in verse 25, verily, verily, I say unto you. This praise was used three times in this portion of the scripture. He wants us to notice this. He is emphasizing three truths in answer to the accusation that these men are accusing Him of. Sumagot si Kristo sa kanila, sinasabi nila, sumusuway ka sa batas. Namumusok ka. And blasphemy, namumusok ka. May Tagalog na, mas mababaw na Tagalog para nilalabastangan mo ang Diyos dahil ipinapantay mo ang sarili mo bilang Diyos, ay tao ka na. So, in answer to that, the Lord showed in this text that we read the union of the Father and the Son. He showed to us the truth of the unity of the Father and the Son, and he showed to us the ultimate work of the Father and the Son. In his reply to the Jewish leadership, we see these truths, and let us ponder on these truths. In verses 19 and 20, it is written, then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do, for what things soever He doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth Him all things that He that Himself doeth. Verse 20. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. In these verses, we see the union of the Father and the Son. Jesus is answering them. You are accusing me of making myself equal with the Father. Then hear this. Hear this. The Son can do nothing of himself. This is what Jesus says. I can't do anything by myself. When he says that, he's not saying he can't do anything. He's not saying he has no power or he has no ability. What he is saying here is that he is the Lord Jesus is focused on obeying the will of his Father, because that is why he is here. That's why he humbled himself. He took the form of a man. Why? To do his Father's will. He says here in text, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. What the Father do, that is what the Son is doing. The Father and the Son, they are together. That's why it's the union of the Father and the Son. The Father works, and so does Jesus. Remember, the Pharisees were saying, you are a lawbreaker, because it's a Sabbath day, it's a day of rest. Why did you tell this man to pick up his bed and walk? Why did you do that? Why did you command this man to do such a thing? And the Lord says, my Father is working, and so am I. God in his fullness, in his being God, he doesn't need to rest. Remember, he doesn't need to rest. The Sabbath is made for man, not man for the Sabbath. But here, Jesus is emphasizing that the Father is working, and that work of the Father is also the work of the Son. The Father created, the Son also created. He was with the Father in creation. Remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with the Father. He is together with the Father in creation. So what the Father do, the same thing that he does. That is their union. They are doing it together. The second, the union of the Father and the Son is stated here. The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father. But what he seeth the Father do. Now, I want to emphasize you the term used, he seeth. He seeth the Father. He is like beholding the Father, and the Father is doing something, and that something is what Jesus is doing. But what he says is, I see the Father. I see the Father. No mere mortal can see God and live. Yet Jesus plainly says, He sees God. He sees God. And how can he see God? Like, ako, pwede ko bang sabihin, oh, nakita ko si Brother Bill, nakita ko. Or, here, yung he sees God is yung present, yung nangyayari ngayon. Pwede ko ba sabihin, nakikita ko si Brother Bill, eh wala naman si Brother Bill dito, di ba? At paano ngayon to si Jesus? Jesus is saying, he sees God. Because Jesus was in the presence of the Father from the beginning. Again, we go back to John chapter 1, verse 1. The Word was with God, the Logos. Before Jesus took the form of a man, he was with the Father. He seen the Father. And this is an answer that, yes, you're accusing me of me putting myself equal with God because I say, God is my Father? Okay, yes, yes. I am equal with God. Jesus is claiming that plainly to them. Because I am with God. He is God. This is what he is saying. What the Father do, the same thing that I do. And then the union, so he does what the Father do. They are united. They are in union. They are together in creation and in everything that happening in the world. This is the act of the Father and the Son. And then he sees the Father testifying again. They are together in union. He sees the Father sees him, and then he is loved by the Father. Sabi sa verse 20, for the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And the love, his love of the Father to his Son. He says, and he will show him greater works than me. What is that? Jesus is answering the Pharisees. You see this man walking, an impotent man walking. My Father will work through me, and I can make greater works than these. He can make greater work than making an impotent man walk, an invalid man walk. Greater work than that. Why? That ye may marvel. Sabi ng Panginoon, para mamangha kayo. This is to salitang palsada, kumbaga, para masindak kayo. Dahil ang Diyos talaga sinisindak ang mga Hudyo. Because the Jews cannot believe the Lord Jesus Christ as God. They cannot believe Jesus as the Son of God. And therefore, God is making greater works through the Son, so that they will marvel, they magpasintak sila. Sa English, that you may marvel, para ba, something that you would wonder. Pero this is not just for them to marble, pero for them to, sa Tagalog nga, eh, mas kuwa-kuwa sa Tagalog, eh, basinta kayo sa kapangyarihan ng Diyos. At dahil hindi kininiwala sa akin, ang aking ama ay gagawa ng mas mahigit pa dito sa pagpapagaling. Katawan lang itong pinagaling. Pero mas malaki pa. At mamaya, when you see what this greater work is. But it shows the union of the Father and the Son. And they are united. And they are together, I mean. Union. They are together. And the second truth. So the Father and the Son, they are in union. They are together. The second truth that Jesus wants them to realize is the unity of the Father and the Son. They are not just together like we are all together today in this room. But, well, like St. Jochebed, he is together with us, but she seems to be out of unity with us. Because, di ba? Nagbibigot siya. Hindi siya ayon sa ating kaisahan na ano, na makinig. Di ba? May disunity na nangyayari sa gitna. This is just an example. But with the Father and the Son, they are united. There's unity between the Father and the Son. Sabi sa verse 21 hanggang 24. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. So, I want you to notice that the Father does his will. He raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them. Yung quickeneth meaning giving life, binubuhay, binibigay ulit. That's why the Jews, when they use the term quickening the dead, meaning giving back the life of the dead person. So the fact that the Father and the Son both have this ability, this power. They can quicken the dead. Sabi dyan, the Father raised up the dead and quickened them, even so the Son quickened. And look at the next three words. He whom he will. Whom he will. Jesus, the Son, has his own will. The Father has his own will, but their will is united. They are fully united. That means the unity of the Father and the Son is evident, number one, in their acts. In their act, I mean, the Father and the Son's will are in full agreement. They are in full agreement. The Father wants to quicken the dead. The Son also wants to quicken the dead. Both of them wants to restore life. Remember, we are all dead because of our sin. When Adam fell, all of us were enslaved by sin. We are in the presence of God, we are all dead. And the Father and the Son will be, both of them, to quicken the dead. Salvation is their end game. they wanted to bring back the dead to life. Both of them. Hindi sila magkasalwa, kundi magkaisa na nanais na ang sinuman na maniwala sa anak ng Diyos ay magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. They are together in that. They are one in that. They are united with it. That is their act. Their unity is evident also in their relationship with each other. With their relationship with each other. The Father entrusted the Son to give judgment in order that the Son will be honored as the Father is honored. Sabi sa verse 22, the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. See this relationship of the Father and the Son. The Father, He is giving the Son the right to judge the people. That all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. God wants the Son to be honored. And you know what? In response to this, is that the Son does the will of the Father, what? To give honor to the Father. He humbly took the form of a man to do his Father's will. And that is what? To give glory to the Father. That is his intention. See that relationship? Yung relasyon na yun ng ama at ng anak. Yung ama ang gusto niya madakila ang anak. Ang anak, gusto ng anak madakila ang ama. Di sila nag-iiwanan. Ganyan ang pagkakaisa nila. They are in unity. You can see that in their relationship. And their unity is evident in their offer of salvation. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is the second the time that the Lord said it. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. See that unity there? Again? He that heareth my word, that is Jesus. Jesus is saying, if you will listen to me and believeth on him that sent me. It's pointing to the Father. That relationship, yung is kanina sinabi ko sa inyo na sila ay nagbibigayan ng papuri sa isa't isa. May mutual relationship na gusto ng anak, maluwalhati ang ama, ang gusto ng ama, maluwalhati ang anak. But see here, this is the point here in this unity in their offer of salvation. Sabi niya, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation but is passed from death unto life. Both of the Father and the Son will this to offer salvation. Remember John 3:16? For God, that is the Father, so loved the world that what? He gave his only begotten Son. That the Father says, whosoever believeth on him, whoever believes in my Son, should not perish but have everlasting life. And now here he's saying, Jesus is saying, he that heareth my word and believeth on him. Jesus is pointing to his Father. If you believe on him that sent me, you will have everlasting life and you will not be condemned. You will pass from death unto life. See that unity? They have the same offer of salvation. Hindi magkaiba, hindi yung, but there are people that say that yung God daw ng Old Testament is an angry God, and sa God ng New Testament is a loving God, si Jesus Christ. At pinag-iiwalay nila yan. But no, they are in unity. The offer of salvation from then up to now is but one offer. That offer of salvation is through Jesus Christ. So you say, eh, bakit sa Old Testament wala namang ganung offer na that you have to believe on the Son? No. Meron doon, pero it's a picture. Remember, Jesus, hindi pa tayo kumapasok doon. But, you all know this, Jesus Christ itself, it is in Matthew, this is chapter 5, later pa. We will just jump into it now. Sabi ng Panginoon, search the scripture. Ano ang sinasabi sa scripture na yan? Patungkol sa atin. So, Moses, Joshua, the prophets, the kings, they all know. They are pointing to Jesus Christ. So it is evident their all offer of salvation. Iisa lang yan. At ang ama at ang anak nagkakasundo yan. Na ano? Si Kristo lamang ang tanging daan para sa kaligtasan. Yun ang kalooban ng ama. Sabi nga sa John 3:16. Ito ang sinasabi ni Jesus. Kalooban niya. Maniwala kayo sa salita ko at maniwala kayo sa kanya na padala sa akin. Totally, ang natawag ito yung magkabiyak. They really are together, united, and in union. The last truth that the Lord wants us to see, and this is what He emphasizes, the ultimate work of the Father and the Son. Let us read verse 25. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is. Imagine this. You have to picture this. Jesus is declaring to those that oppose Him, the hour is coming, and then He says, now is. Darating yung oras. Ngayon na yun. So basically, sinasabi ng ngayon na yung oras. That is today. The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. This is the truth that Jesus emphasizes here, that this is the ultimate work of the Father and the Son. They are working together for this. That what? That the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. And they that hear shall live. The truth is, the day of quickening has come. The day of quickening has come. The Jews are waiting for this. That's why they are waiting for the Messiah. That the dead will rise. Sa kanila, they are waiting for the parang narating yun, yung judgment ng Panginoon sa huling araw. But the Lord Jesus is saying, no, the day of quickening is today. You hear my word, you believe in me, given to the Lord Jesus to declare the word of God. He is to call everyone to repentance. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ coming. Repent. Repent. Why? For the kingdom of God is at hand. I say it, it is given. The day of quickening is here, and it is given to the Lord to declare the word of God. Kasi may mga, Pastor, teka, baka konti. Bakit given? Eh, di ba sabi mo, He is equal with God. Jesus is equal with God. So, He is God. Eh, bakit given? If He is God, wala siyang kulang. Nothing should be given to Him. Diba? Makes sense. But you have to realize this. You have to realize this. In verse 26, For as the Father hath life in Himself, so hath He given to the Son to have life in Himself. And hath given Him authority, this is verse 27, to execute judgment also because why? He is the Son of Man. There is the answer. Why is it given to the Lord Jesus Christ? Bakit ibinigyan? Bakit siya binigyan? Eh, kung siya ay Diyos, dapat nasa kanya na yun. Then Diyos eh. Pero bakit siya binigyan? Why? Because Jesus Christ, again, the Lord is showing us the distinction. This is the truth. The Son of God took the form of a man. Go back to John chapter 1 again. Diba? And the Logos became flesh. The Logos became flesh. Nagkatawang tao ang anak ng Diyos. Sa kanyang pagkatawang tao, His glory was veiled. Yung kanyang pagiging Diyos ay hindi niya ginamit. Therefore, the Father has to give Him something. He has to commit to Him the word of the Father, the ability to raise someone from the dead. It was given by the Father. Why? Bakit? Dahil Jesus, this is the truth that I want you to should not miss, Jesus is the God-man. Hindi siya Diyos. Nung nandito sa lupa, hindi siya Diyos na He is in the flesh. He is God-man. The Son of God and the Son of Man in one body. Mas malalim na ito pag sinayang yung sa theology, tawag ay hypostatic union. The Godness and the fullness of man. 100% man, 100% God, ang Diyos, ang Panginoong Jesus. At medyo malayo na yun, but here, it is this distinction of Jesus as the God-man is given, is shared to us. Kaya sinabi, at for as the Father hath life in Himself. Kasi nga, He is the Father. He has the life in Himself. Meaning He is not dependent to anyone. Walang dapat magbigay sa Kanya. Dahil Siya ang Diyos. Siya ang pinagmumulan ng buhay. Ganon din si Jesus. Siya ang pinagmumulan ng buhay. But because Jesus took the form of a man, kumbaga, kailangan na mula magtiwala ang anak sa ama. That the Father, sabi niya, again, He will do marvelous things through the Son. Ang anak ng Diyos na nagkatawang tao kinikilusan ng Ama para makagawa ng mga paghamang-hang bagay, mga bagay na sisindak sa tao. Kaya nasindak sila ng pagaling niya yung lumpo, ng pagpagaling siya ng mga may sakit. At later sa nasindak sila dahil binangon niya mula sa mga patay si Lazarus. So, these truths, we should not miss sa ating pong lesson for today. Sa sagot ni Jesus sa mga kaaway niya, at dahil talagang kaaway ito ng Panginoon, the Jews of his day, the leadership of the Jews of the day, they are Antichrist, kumbaga. They are contrary to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when he answered them of the truth, he declared them that yes, I am God, I am in union with the Father, and we are united in doing the ultimate work. The ultimate work that God has prepared from the very beginning. From the very beginning, when man fell, God has started to work this work. The work of salvation for all who fear Him. We should not miss this truth. And we should embody this truth. Lalo na sa panahon ngayon na they are totally in this world, they are totally in opposition to the Word of God. They are they will question the Scriptures. They will question our faith. We should hold on to this truth and embody this truth, meaning panghawakan natin ito at ibahagi natin ito sa iba. Huwag lang natin solohin. So yan ang pagkatawag natin. Again, babalik ko na naman. Tinawag tayo for this very purpose na ibahagi ang salita ng Panginoon. We have seen today that the Father and the Son is in union together. They are not just in union, but they are united. They are not just united for themselves, but they are ultimately working for our salvation. That's why we should be encouraged. God is working in us today. The time of quickening is today. If you have a loved one, you have a friend, you have an office mate, you have a classmate, you have a relative, you have a neighbor who needs to hear this, hindi ko naman sila makakausap. Pero dahil narinig mo ang mensahe na yun, at ikaw ang marinig nila, you can tell them this truth. Jesus is God, and Jesus wants you to know that He is sent by the Father. Jesus can save us, can make us alive. He can set us free from our sin, and we will be together with the Lord. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you, Lord, for the strength you have given today. Thank you, Lord,
sustain you. And then we pray, Lord, continue moving our hearts and our mind. May this truth that we have learned today strengthen us. May this truth that we learned today encourages us to declare your glory, to hold firmly, to be faithful, to be more faithful, and to be more aggressive in sharing your word. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory in Christ's precious name. Amen. Magandang tanghali po sa inyong lahat. Tayo po ay gift na sa Father.
Thank you.